time to spare today. This is Yip Jump Music. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am pleased to be coming at you live from the WMFO studio, winding down to the end of the year here at the station, and excitement is in the air. Music's in the air, freeform's in the air, as always. I came into this hour thinking that I wanted to play all holiday songs, but then I realized that it just doesn't, it's not that I'm not in the spirit of things, it's just that it doesn't feel like we're all the way there yet. We're still building, we're still in that creep, the Christmas creep. And so what I've decided to prepare for you today is a mix of the new and the old, the holiday and the not, which is the deep, dark, twisted reality that is what I listen to every month. I make these monthly playlists, and they don't really have a rhyme or reason besides the fact that I just want to listen to these songs at a particular time, and then I put them all into a playlist, and it's kind of like really just whatever. So there's a lot of variety here and some really exciting choices that I think everyone can enjoy. Fun for the whole family. A lot of good stuff coming up. I'll circle back to that. There was one song that I really, really wanted to play, but it was off of a Bandcamp compilation, and when I went to try to find the compilation, it didn't exist anymore. But more on that later. Next up, we're just gonna get right into it. Why not? I'm gonna quit dilly-dallying. I'm not gonna waste anyone's time except my own. And it's never a waste of time to listen to this song, because it's a great song. And I've played it before. I will play it again. This is the reason for the season. This song, Christmas Time, is in fact here. Thank you.
this morning with a smile upon my face. I'm beginning to think there's hope for the human race. I'm leaving here this morning, but I don't know where I've been. There's a lot of talk about the place, but I'll be back again. Yeah, I'm leaving here this morning with my eyes all open wide. And I'm awfully glad she let me come aside. Do-wack, 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 do. Oh, no, do-wack, 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 do. I'm beginning to think there's hope for the human race. Do-wack, 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 do.
Slipper trees, slipper trees. it's Christmas time again. Decorations are all hung by the fire. Everybody's singing, all the bells are ringing out, and it's Christmas all over again. Yeah, again. Long distance relatives haven't seen them. Just don't wanna kiss them, no. And it's Christmas all over again. Yeah, again. And all over town, little kids come get down. And Christmas is a rockin' time. Put your body next to mine. Underneath the mistletoe, we go, oh, oh, oh. Hey. Everybody. Down a block, little kids start to rock. Christmas is a rocking time. Put your body next to mine. Underneath the mistletoe, we go, we go. Oh, oh, oh. Merry Christmas time. Come and find. Happy and there by your fire. I hope you have a good one. I hope mama gets the shopping done. And it's a Christmas all over again. Oh baby, it's guitar, two Fender Bassmans, Chuck Berry songbook, xylophone.
What's the sense in sharing this one and only life? Ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks up to start over again. You'll get the babies, but you won't have your man. While he's busy loving every woman that he can. Times a day, it's easier said than done. gonna love me for the rest of my days. Encourage the babies every time they say self-preservation is what's really going on today.
I also played this song last week, so I'm using it as bed music this week. So this is Linus and Lucy, as arranged and performed by Ginger Root, and this is a PSA. 91.5 FM College Radio PSA. Did you know 91.5 FM is college and community radio no matter where you are in Eastern Massachusetts? If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over at WMUL in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZOY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. A message in the public interest from WFO in Medford, Tufts Free From Radio. I love that fun fact. And I also had a coworker who was on WMUL as a student, so I thought that was great. Me. Wandered over college radio a little bit. That was the half hour. I just want to go back and talk about some things, which I never do. Just kidding. So you see, you know, we're kind of curating an uncuratable playlist that bounces back and forth between extreme holiday full jingle bell and absolute just nothing disco, country gaze, which I found out is a genre, country gaze, some new rock and roll hits from bands like Joyer, and the new single Drive All Night, which I can't stop listening to it. And I don't think you should stop listening to it either. I think it should be unputdownable, because it is. And one song that I did play that I wanted to expand on was Michael and His Slipper Tree by The Equals. I love that song, and I was introduced to it just last year. and it's kind of an unlikely, I think, Christmas anthem. It has nothing really to do with Christmas, but it just has an energy about it that makes me feel very Christmassy. And it actually does have something to do with Christmas. Well, it doesn't, and it does. I really love this band from my hometown of Austin, Texas, called Being Dead, and they have put out several singles and covers on various Christmas compilations and compilation albums specifically through Bandcamp in the past couple months or so. And they did a cover of the song for a compilation album, and it was so good and it was so fun and I wanted to play it, and then it just disappeared into the ether. It was like it never existed. And so I feel insane. And if anyone from Being Dead is listening out there, can you please get me that cover of Michael and the Slipper Tree? Because it was really fun, and it was really good. But yeah, so that was unfortunate. And I just played the original because it's also good and it's also fun and everything. I was really feeling Young Hearts Run Free a minute ago. That song was the first song on my playlist for this month, because a few weeks ago I went to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the city of brotherly love, and I had an amazing time and was one of my really great friends, and we were driving and we were playing, I forget exactly how she phrased it, but she was like, what's a song like if it came on, like you just automatically start dancing to it, and this was the song she played. Shout out Alyssa, but it was just a really great song and a great moment, and it's so good and it makes me so happy. I don't know if that's correlated also with the fact that I just started drinking coffee a few minutes before the song played, so I like have energy in my system now. Do you know, I was thinking about this as I was drinking my coffee a respectful distance from the studio. Mind you, I don't want to, you know, just for the record, I was drinking it a respectful distance from the studio. Sometimes I buy coffee at a store or at a coffee shop, and usually it's not very good compared to what I can make at home, and sometimes even what I make at home is not very good. But I didn't even make coffee this morning. My roommate made coffee. Shout out Tyler for making coffee, because I was doing a million different things this morning. And it's just so particularly good some days. It's what keeps me coming back, I'll be honest. I've been a coffee drinker for almost 10 years, which kind of makes me want to cry when I think about it. But there's nothing wrong with it, I don't think. Caffeine is a drug, and it's an addictive substance, but I also think that in moderation, I just can't get enough of that dang stuff. It's so good. And coffee's such a classy drink. It's just so classy. Just think about the fanciest people you know, and they're all drinking coffee. Love it. I can't get enough of it. Anyway, this morning I had one of those cups of coffee. I got one of those cups of coffee, and it's really good. And I don't want to get too political on here, but also I'm a firm believer that milk alternatives do a disservice to the coffee drinking community, because just drink it black at that point, because you're just diluting it with some frothed water. You know, if it's not dairy, if it's not full dairy, it's not bringing anything to the table to me. And I will go up to those little coffee shops in Brooklyn, New York, and I will say, do you have regular milk? You know what? And I feel like everybody looks at me like I just told them, I almost said a bad word, but I used the restroom on their doorstep. They look at me like that when I ask for regular milk in my coffee, but it's what you need. So I get real fired up about this, guys. This is the season of giving, so I want to give you a break from listening to me rant about how milk is the only coffee addition that really matters. And don't even get me started on sugar. Don't even get me started on sugar and coffee. Yeah, I just need to play some music, or else I'm gonna keep talking about it. This is another song that I love so much, and I listen to this record constantly during the winter season. This is Ella Wishes You a Swinging Christmas, of course, and this is Winter Wonderland, as performed by Ella Fitzgerald.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, ma'am. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Are you listening? Snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. You can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland.
All these people want your covers, has your mom make up the fire? Be my lover, but for another. I wish I could live a thousand lives, court and wed a thousand wives, sew the bed with golden lies, turn you to the center of a thousand thighs. Songs you like are southern. I don't know when we'll see each other. You'd be my lover, but for another. Listen to the apples in stereo, rock and Pete and Paul and Mario. Trouble and toil, bubble and oil. Grab some potatoes and bring them to boil. Call me when you're feeling down. Call me when he's not around. Call me, let's get out this town. No.
Just want to hop in real quick before this next song and say this was a request. This one goes out to Kevin and Malden. This is The Christmas Song by Nat King Cole. Another holiday favorite classic here on 91.5 FM WFO.
Jingle bells, chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. The party's on, the feeling's here, it only comes this time of year.
Moonlight in Vermont. cables. They sing down the highway and travel each bend in the road. People who this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the lovely evening summer breeze wobbling of a meadowlark. Moonlight in the
was, of course, Moonlight in Vermont, as performed by Billie Holiday. And that is almost closing out, almost wrapping up our December smorgasbord extravaganza here on Yip Jump Music on 91.5 FM WFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Looking back at the last half hour, again, just a lovely mix of things. I really want to particularly point out the Shins cover of Wonderful Christmas Time. I think that song is another song that gets a lot of undeserved pushback. I think there's a lot of Christmas songs that people say, oh, that song is, that song is so annoying, it's so bad. Well, let's look at this here. Because you only have to listen to Christmas music one time a year. And there's annoying songs that you have to listen to all the time. So, how bad could it be, really? At the end of the day, we all circle back to the thesis of this show, which is edutainment. Which, at its core, is that novelty music is what makes music, music. And what is Christmas if not a novelty annually? So anyway, I think the original is great. I think this cover is great. And I was on the bus a few weeks ago and a little child was singing this song. So really, how could you dislike it? How could you say that it's annoying? And don't even get me started. I wanted to play Last Christmas, but then I know how people feel about that song. And again, I love it. I love it. If you don't like Wham, I think that's a problem. I think that's a deep issue that we can talk through with our friends and family as we come together over this holiday season. And I'm going to play one last song because I have just enough time, I think. Probably a little more than enough time. Should I talk for longer? Or should I just play the song and then my show is done early and then I kind of squeeze in a second song after it? This is the debate of a DJ. And the whole time, I can't just sit here and have dead air, so I gotta keep talking and talk myself through it. But I think I'm just gonna play this song, because I guess it comes with its own preamble. But I played this song the last 2 years, I think, at my last show. This isn't my last show of the year, but back when, you know, I was a student of the world. And I, you know, would have my last show, and, you know, I played this song a couple years. And I think it means a lot to me in a nostalgic sense, but also I think it means a lot to me in a present sense and future sense. And as with the past couple years, before I play the song, I just want to dedicate it to all of the people who I love and who are in my heart all the time. And, you know, who are far away sometimes, but we're always with you, kind of, you know, in the spirit of things, because the reason for the season is all that love and friendship and togetherness and whatever. And, well, and puppets too. So this last song is from Emmett Otter's Joke Band Christmas, the film by Jim Henson and music by Paul Williams. And the song is the finale, a mashup of Our World and Brothers. So please enjoy and have a great Wednesday.
We're closer now than ever before.
How much alike we are. Perhaps we're long lost brothers.
There's love in our world and we're showing it more.
We even think the same. You know there may be others.
Our world says welcome, stranger. Everybody's a friend.
We can always use a friend.
Favorite stories don't end.
Welcome, brother, in our world.
Gee, Ma, that sounds fun.
It sure does, Emmett.
Some say our world is getting too small.
So many things to learn, but we'll enjoy each lesson.
I say with kindness, there's room for us all.
Problems don't worry us, when half the fun is guessing.
Sad upon you, go watch a simple song.
See wonder in your eyes.